I just want to say something very brief. We've heard wonderful things tonight. I'm so glad that the Lord led us the way he did. That's one of the exciting things about camp meetings. There's such variety if people will follow the suggestions of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for doing that tonight. Praise God. I just have a very simple thought as we come to the table of the Lord. And it comes from Luke chapter 24. It tells us there that after Jesus revealed himself to the two that were walking to Emmaus after his resurrection, it says they ran back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that they met the Lord, that he's alive. And they said, he made himself known to us by the breaking of bread. Remember that? They had been traveling from Jerusalem back home. Could have been a husband and wife. I have a painting. It's two men in my painting. But it says Cleopas and another disciple. And they lived together, and it seemed. And so some people think it was Mrs. Cleopas. But be that as it may, as they communed and reasoned together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And he asked them, what are they so sad about and what's been going on? Are you the only one around here that doesn't know what's happened? What? And then they begin to talk about how Christ had come and they believed that he was the Messiah and then he was crucified. We had put all our hope in him and now our hopes are crushed. But then we've heard word today that he's alive, the tomb is empty, and we don't know what to make of it. He began to reveal himself to them in the scriptures. And from Moses, throughout the prophets, he spoke to them concerning the things concerning himself. I would have loved to have heard that sermon. But you know, I think I've heard that sermon through different ministers throughout the years, pointing Jesus to us in the Old Testament prophecies and so on. And then it says, when he entered into their home and they sat down at the table, it says he took bread. He blessed it, he broke it, and then he gave it to them, and then he vanished out of their sight. And then they realized that they were talking to the Lord. And they said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way and opened to us the scriptures? You know, that was a dead giveaway or a live giveaway. Because as followers of Jesus, I'm sure there were many times when their hearts burned as they sat at his feet and received his word. Words of eternal life. And that same burning that they felt when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, that same burning that they felt when he stood up and spoke from the boat, that same burning that they felt when he fed the 5,000, they felt it again. And it's interesting, there's a number of places in the Bible where it says that Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it. When he fed the 5,000, when he fed the 4,000, when he entered the home there in Emmaus. And tonight, the Bible tells us that at the feast of the Passover, Jesus took bread. He blessed it, broke it, gave to his disciples. And he said, take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Praise God. You know, Jesus is in the business of breaking bread. Bread has to be broken so that it can be distributed to the hungry. And so the first thing he does with a life is he blesses that life. He comes and he blesses them with salvation. He makes them to know that he loves them. He makes them to know that as wretched as they are, that he loves them and that he has come to save them. And he makes people to see their need of Jesus, and when they open their hearts to him, the blessing of God begins to flow in their lives. Every one of us here are here because of that. We know something of the blessing of God that he has brought into our life. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes you rich, and he doesn't add any sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. My mother used to quote that verse to us growing up. You know, there's a lot of things in the world that might make you feel good, but the next morning you're going to wake up miserable, full of regret. But the blessing of the Lord enriches your life, and he doesn't add any sorrow with it. And so she encouraged us to seek the blessing of God. I remember as a teenager, I must have been a teenager for a long time because I have a lot of memories, but my friends started to try to get me to indulge in certain things. Come on, Ken, you know, let's do this, let's go there. And I remember I had to make a decision. And it was so clear to me. If I go and do what you tell me to do, invite me to do, I might have fun for a night, but I'm going to lose the blessing of God upon my life. I'd rather deny myself every pleasure you offer and hold on to God's blessing than to forfeit that for anything. Because the blessing of the Lord makes rich. And he doesn't add any sorrow with it. I meet some of those guys in Patchogue or wherever. Oh, their lives are so bitter and full of sorrow. I'm so glad that Jesus said, no, I have something better for you. If you're willing to pay the price, or make the choice, I won't disappoint you. And he never has. And so the Lord, first thing he does is he begins to bless people. Not because we deserve it, as we've heard, but because he loves us. He needs to make us to know that he loves us, that we're precious to him, that we mean everything to him. But then if he wants to use us, there has to be a breaking. He has to take us in his hands, and he has to let things come into our lives to break our will. And to break our self-confidence. And to break those things that we trust in, independent of him. Whatever it may be. We might be gifted, we might have certain talents. But God has to break those things down in our lives so that our sole dependence is on Jesus himself. Because if we trust in anything else, it gets in the way. If you approach those campers and you think, well, I know how to deal with kids, or I'm a good speaker, or I can relate to young people, maybe you're all of those things, but if that's where your trust is, it's going to hinder the flow of God's Spirit through your life. You know, I've been praying a lot lately, every day, that Jesus will break me. Because I fear that there are things in my life that are standing on their own. And it's not depending on Jesus as I need to. And so I pray, Lord, anything in my life that is standing on its own, that is independent of you, Lord, I pray you'll break that thing in me. And sometimes God will allow circumstances to come our way that will break us. You know, when we look at a person, we say, look at that man, he's a broken man. And in the world, we know what that means. A broken person is a person that has lost all hope in himself, all confidence in himself. Maybe he's an alcoholic or addicted to drugs. And, you know, at one time in his life, he thought he was it, and he could do anything. And now look at him. He's just a totally broken man. Well, that's a pitiful condition to be in the world. But when Jesus breaks us, he breaks us so that we'll fall upon the rock. And we'll find that there's hope for the soul that allows Jesus to break them. That when we cast ourselves utterly upon him and depend upon him, that he is there to fill that void and to be for us what we could never be in ourselves. The Apostle Paul said, "When I'm weak, then I'm strong." And so he invited the Lord to come and do whatever was necessary to make him absolutely dependent upon Jesus in every way. And in every place that he depended on the Lord, there was an opening for the Holy Spirit to shine through. And then it says that he, after he broke the bread, then he gave it. He gave to others to feed the hungry. And so as we allow the Lord to break us, then God can give himself to others through us. And I know that's a very simple thought, but the simple thoughts are the best thoughts, I think. The Bible says that Jesus did not come to be ministered to, but he came to minister and to give. That really sums up his ministry here on earth. The Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but he came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Service and giving of himself was what characterized Christ. And oh, if there was ever a broken man before God, it was Jesus Christ. We see that throughout his life and ministry. You read the Gospels and you see what a man looks like that depends absolutely on his Heavenly Father. And then you see him there in Gethsemane. And there was one thing that yet needed to be fully broken, perhaps. And that was his call to go to the cross and lay down his life. And it was broken because he said, "Lord, Father, not my will. Thy will be done." And it was only because he had the blessing of God upon his life and he was broken before the Father that he was able to give himself as he did, food for the world. And so that's what Jesus wants to do in our lives as well. He wants to bless us, and then if we're willing for it, he'll break us. Your plans, your ambitions, we lay them all at his feet. And we say, "Lord, not my will, but your will. Not what I can do, but what you can do, Lord." And then when he finds someone that's willing for that, then he'll give them to others. Because the blessing isn't for you alone, but it's to be shared with others that God brings into your life. And so let's now look to the Lord as we come to the table of the Lord, and let's ask Jesus to take us into his loving hands tonight in a new way. Pour out his blessing upon us, that he will establish within us a greater dependence upon him by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then he will enable us to yield ourselves, to serve others, and to give ourselves to his cause. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Let's just take a moment to be still before him and talk to him about these things. Hallelujah. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Could you you please come, those that are serving? I am the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see. You give yourself to us tonight, you who were broken for us. We want to thank you tonight for being willing to give yourself, yes, to go all the way to Calvary. You came to seek and to save the lost, and you found us, Lord. We were here to praise you tonight for all that you've done, all that you're doing, for so great salvation. And Lord, it's too wonderful to keep to ourselves. And we know that you'll enable us tonight to be more effective in our witness for you. Jesus, come to us as we receive these emblems. Fill our lives more completely with yourself, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Tonight we remember him. Not just what he did, but who he is. How he lived for us. And how he died for us. And of course, how he rose for us as well. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I ask that you hold the emblems until we're all served and then we can partake of them together. But oh, deal with God. Let God speak to you tonight. He invites us to sit at his table, to feast with him. What an honor. Let him make us worthy of it by his grace. Go in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea, beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O thou the truth, dear Lord, to didst bless the bread by Galilee. Then shall all bondage cease, all fetters fall, and I shall find my peace, my all, in all. Teach me to live, dear Lord, only for Thee. As Thy disciples lived in Galilee, then all my struggles o'er, then victory won, I shall behold Thee, Lord, the living One.
Praise God. What about yourself? Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus.
I feel all.
We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior, thank you, Jesus, broken for me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother George, will you thank the Lord for His broken body tonight. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you for sending your Son Jesus to take our place on the cross.
Yes,
for that body that was broken and took our punishment and our pain. We just thank you and praise you that you are the bread of life and that we can eat and that we can commune with you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we take you. We take your help. We take your strength.
Yes, Lord.
We take your life. Thank you, O Lord, for providing for all our needs. In Jesus, name.
Hallelujah. This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You also took the cup after they had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given for the remission of sins." He offered this cup to his disciples and told them to drink. Every one of you, drink. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth my death until I come. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white as snow. Hallelujah. 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 For the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross. And he carried my sins with him there. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. Much he was willing to bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross, and he carried my sins with him there. Hallelujah. Brother Bob, pray with us. Thank the Lord for his precious blood. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that awful price that you paid on the cross of Calvary for our salvation. And Lord, we are grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
That you called us. And Lord, you gave us opportunity to come to you when you helped us to receive this glorious salvation that you provided for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, I want to pray tonight for anyone in this room tonight who has need of healing in their bodies as they drink this cup. Yes. May they receive that.
Yes, Lord. Life in the blood. Hallelujah. 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 This is my blood shed for you for the remission of sins. It's the blood of the new covenant. Drink ye all of it. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank God. Praise God. Brethren will come and take your cups from you, but let's turn yet one song in closing. That's number 285. Those are nice words, right? In closing. Hallelujah. 285. Take me, Savior. Break me. Use me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Master, break me, use me. I am leaning on thy breast. All ambitions fast are dying from their pain. Now give me rest. On the altar I have laid. Again. Take me, Master, break me, use me. I am leaning on my breast. All ambitions past are dying from their pain. Now give me breath on the altar.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each one. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Let's keep close to Him. Hallelujah.